This hour of Phil Hendry is brought to you by Dynapep Micro Energy Shot.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
The report says Hayden then snuck into a neighbor's house through an unlocked front door.
I would not bet she's suing for divorce, because if she's suing for divorce...
Had you read the book?
No.
I hadn't read the book.
You know how many people like guns and dips?
Things are bad.
Yeah, things are bad, man. This is the world-famous... Well, they're about to get a whole lot better, baby. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Through the Looking Glass, the show that shows your reality, where reality is our bitch, and a little bit about yourself. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. You can also visit our website, philhenryshow.com, and watch me right now, right this very minute, as we perform our show every night. You can listen to live streaming audio as well. You can listen to our audio archives. We've got years and years and years and years, and you can also watch our five-day video archive. And visit us at Twitter as well tonight. You can follow along behind the scenes. It's our only... We have a whole bunch of Twitter pages, but I know Bud and Robert and Rance and Rodriguez are over there, and they talk to you guys during the show. Twitter.com/Phil Hendry Show. Tonight, a drunk four-year-old, and I'm not kidding, a drunk four-year-old in drag, wearing a dress, robs Christmas gifts from neighbors. Al Franken shuts Joe Lieberman up in the Senate, and a Florida man is exonerated after 35 years behind bars. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Joining us right now, though, with a discussion on the latest, and part of that discussion on the latest in healthcare has to do with Joe Lieberman and Al Franken. It was a protocol, what do they call procedural matter, which turned into a little bit of a controversy because one of them was asking for more time and the other guy said, no, you can't have it. But we're going to have on the line with us right now David G. Hall, who is the president of our syndication arm here at the Phil Hendry Show, to talk a little bit about the health care plan, President Obama, and just other things that he has been watching from the standpoint of audience research, what the American people are responding to in terms of news. And David is joining us from his offices in Los Angeles. David, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Phil, and I appreciate very much having me on your program tonight, because I think it's important for the American people, especially your listeners, to be clear on some of the stands that you've been taking on your program. And hopefully tonight we'll be able to do that, to clarify where you stand on the health care plan, but more importantly, where you stand on President Obama, because he's become quite the lightning rod, as you know. And we've had a lot of very confused people who don't quite understand, and I have to admit I'm one of them, what you mean when you talk about Obama being more conservative than he appears to be. Now, I know you predicted this, which you talked about a lot on the air.
Well, I mean, what I said during the campaign, I said that Obama is going to surprise far more people in his own party than he will in the opposite party, and he's going to be far more pragmatic than people are going to be comfortable with, and he's going to be far more aggressive, I think, on the international scene. But I don't see that as a surprise.
Well, I can tell you that it is a surprise. You're reading the news, as I am, and we find that the American people, especially progressives, and as well as a lot of conservatives, are troubled by the fact that you made a prediction, and I'm not saying you, I'm saying they're troubled by the fact that Obama appears to be much more conservative than they believe he is, and the fact that you had talked about this confuses people. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
But what I'm saying is essentially this. Everybody on the conservative side thought they had it figured out. Everybody on the progressive side thought they had it figured out.
And they didn't.
No, they didn't, but you were talking about this during the campaign, and now what has essentially happened is that people are even more confused, because he is the very man you said he would be, and the audience is sort of rejecting this. and they're rejecting the notion that you predicted it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Are you talking about some sort of research that you did?
We did research. We did a focus group, a group of your listeners who believe you are, on any given night, a liberal. Some think that you're a conservative. But when we bring up the fact that you predicted Obama was going to be a lot more conservative than he appears to be, they get very angry. I guess the only way to describe it is angry.
Why are they angry?
Because it is, frankly, very insightful of you, but it doesn't do us much good in keeping an audience because they feel, I guess the word is stupid. Now, here is the reason why I really wanted to come on your program tonight.
Well, not to interrupt you, but stupid, I wouldn't call it stupid. I think it's pretty traditional of people to believe that politicians are, if they call themselves a Democrat, they must be a liberal. If they call themselves a Republican, they must be a conservative. And so people just kind of adhere to that. They never really see politicians, especially guys that are running for president, as people.
But what the problem is, you're getting too, if I can use the word, you're getting too fancy. You're getting a little too clever with the way you present things on your program. People, you and I can say that the audience may not be smart enough for you to understand, for them to understand what you're saying. But it's true. You have to make the audience feel better by saying something that makes them not feel so stupid. Do you understand?
Are you telling me the audience feels stupid because I predicted that Obama would be a lot more conservative and they didn't believe me and he turned out to be?
I guess you could say in a nutshell, that's really the problem because, we've done these focus groups to show people realize that you were right to a degree, but they don't want to believe it. Now, your listeners need analysis that's very easy to understand. Your analysis has got to be in sync with whatever your audience already thinks. Anything other than that is too advanced for the audience.
It's very interesting, David, to get on the air here and hear you talking about the audience in this way is kind of funny because they're listening to this.
I think, what you have to understand is that the audience is listening, but the person that's listening to us right now, he is saying, well, they're not talking about me. They must be talking about somebody else because I'm smart enough to understand anything a talk show host has to say.
And well, why are you saying that that's not the case?
I'm saying overall. I'm giving you an example of how you deal with that. It's nothing to worry about. If I say to you that the audience is not, the audience is having a difficult time understanding you, it's not going to hurt us to say that.
All right, so your essential point is that my analysis is too complex?
It's too complex, and it's not in sync with what the audience is already thinking about Obama. So anything other than that is too advanced.
Well, what if it is my opinion, as it was during the campaign, that Obama was going to come out a lot more conservative in the end than a lot of people were comfortable with?
It doesn't make any difference. People don't understand it. They didn't understand it then. They're not understanding it now. And when you say that Obama is more of a pragmatist and more of a conservative, all the conservatives here is you apologizing for Obama, which makes you a liberal. When you say that Obama is a lot more of a conservative and a lot more of a pragmatist than he appeared to be, all the progressives think is that you're a conservative. So you have to say something that is going to reflect the intelligence level of the audience that's out there in talk radio. And this is not the comment on your audience, Phil. I'm talking about the general intelligence level of the audience as it exists. You know, I'm looking right now at news coverage of the healthcare debate, and there's all kinds of discussion going on. Nobody is saying, well, you know, Obama really turned out to be. What they're saying is that he, a lot of people are saying that he lied.
He lied. I mean, I knew that he would probably come out a lot more conservative on these issues. So, in my opinion, he didn't lie.
Look, you need to make your analysis easy enough for him. I'm going to put it to you in a way that you're going to understand. You've got to make it easy enough for a third grader to understand. I've been in this business for years. And I'll bet you a steak dinner that the majority of your listeners right now couldn't name the current vice president. That is.
Oh, come on.
No, that is how dumb they are. Now, you know,
you're on the air here calling people dumb.
But again, the individual listener doesn't think I'm talking about him.
Well, let me ask you, are you?
I'm going to repeat what I said. The individual listener doesn't think I'm talking about him. You have to make it so easy a third grader can understand it. And it has to be a message that is reflective.
But you said it has to be a message that conservatives and liberals right now will agree with.
And that's why I said you need to say that Obama's a liar.
And in what way is he a liar?
I'm not saying that you need to tell your audience that Obama has lied, that he's stabbing the progressives in the back, and it's true to his nature, so that the conservatives won't feel as stupid as they, I guess they probably should. You know,
well, why are conservatives stupid? Right, in other words, Obama's not back. He's not holding the line on the public option. He's not holding the line on the some of these other things, maybe the ban on abortion, or I don't know.
It doesn't make any difference. You're getting too technical again. I'm saying the level of a third grader. So you have to say Obama is a liar, and that what he said to the progressive voters and what he has said to the conservative voters, he's inconsistent. You have to use some keywords that the audience will identify with. He lied or he betrayed. He's a sellout.
Now, these are all focus group tested words. I understand that, David. Is it accurate?
It doesn't make any difference whether it's accurate or not. I'm trying to give you an idea as to how to keep that audience level and that audience interest where it should be. If they don't hear you say that Obama's a liar and a thief, they're not going to understand.
Well, the average...
You listen to what I'm saying, are you arguing with me?
I'm not arguing with you. Can I make a comment?
Go ahead. Very brief, because if I understand, you got to... Bud, does he have to do a break?
About 30 seconds.
All right. The average right-wing conservative believes Obama's a liar and has betrayed people.
Right. But that average right-wing conservative also feels kind of stupid because they see Obama committing troops to Afghanistan. They see Obama giving a speech about war, accepting the Nobel Prize. They see Obama holding out a carrot to the conservatives on his public option. So they don't exactly feel good about how bright they are right now. As far as the progressives go, they feel pretty stupid that they didn't see what you saw. Okay, I'll give you that.
So I have to say that Obama is a liar.
You have to give the talk radio listener whose intelligence is about at the level of a third grader, as I said, and I'm not trying to defend anybody, but I think they understand. Give them something they can hold on to, that they can understand.
Yeah, but David, I'm going to be doing 45 minutes from this point forward with the break on what a big liar Obama is and what a betrayer of principles he is.
And in so doing, you get people on your side. And in this sense, both progressives and Republicans. But you've got to do it in a way so people don't feel even more stupid than they do today because of what you were talking about and how they feel about it.
I thought I was giving them some insight.
You're not giving them any insight. What do you mean you're giving them insight? All you did was confuse them by saying, oh, Obama's a pragmatist. He's probably more conservative. But people don't understand that. Tell them what I told you. And tell them what they want to hear, which is that, you know, you're not that stupid. Obama is a liar and a lowlife, and you could even probably use the word traitor.
I'm not going to get into that, okay?
Well, I'm saying it's not going to hurt you.
I could call Obama a traitor, and it's not going to hurt me.
No, not. I'm telling you, it's a word they understand. They know who Benedict Arnold was. They know what a traitor is.
Even if it isn't accurate.
What?
Even if it isn't accurate.
It doesn't matter. It's a word that is emotionally charged. It's a focus group word.
All right, hold the line, David. We'll be back with David G. Hall. President Obama's opposition to certain aspects of the health care plan, President Obama giving a war speech in front of the Nobel Committee, President Obama committing troops to Afghanistan, President Obama talking tough about a lot of different things. He's got progressives now thinking he's a conservative. In fact, they've called him a neocon. And he's got a lot of conservatives wondering if they were stupid not to see this in the first place. In any event, let me just, Obama's a liar, okay? And that's supposed to make you guys feel better about not seeing how conservative he was really going to be. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And, yes, David?
Look, what I'm asking, Phil, do you agree with that? Ask the people, do they agree with me or not?
David, I know how to do a talk show.
Ask them if they agree with me that it's better that we just call the guy a liar.
All right. Do you agree with David that it's better we just call Obama a liar?
And you can use the word traitor.
I don't want to use that word. Or traitor. All right. 877-876-PHIL. The world famous. It's better that we just call Obama a liar. 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Well, you messed that up, man.
No, I did not. I'm trying to follow you.
Well, you butchered that.
Phil Hendry.
Beyond recognition.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
We're back with David G. Hall, a vice president of syndication for the Phil Hendry Show, as we talk about the Obama presidency, the health care bill, and what audiences understand about the debate and what they don't understand about the debate. And David, you had, and we'll take some of your phone calls coming up here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. You want me to talk to the audience as if they're stupid?
Well, let me. I don't want to use that word, but I've got to find a way to impart to you. When you talk about Obama in these very complex ways, look at the success of Bill O'Reilly. Look at the success of Sean Hannity. Look at the success of Glenn Beck. Why are they successful? I think you said it very well. They lie to their audience. They treat them, and I'm going to use a word here, Phil, that I don't.
They lie to their audience.
Yeah, for the most part, they lie to their audience. I'm going to use a word here that I know you're not going to like, but I've got to use this word. It's very descriptive. O'Reilly, Hannity, and Beck treat their audience like they're a bunch of retards. That's why they get ratings.
You're right. I don't like that word.
I've got to use the word because it's descriptive. They get ratings because they talk really slow to them, and they say, and here is how you, and Obama is. And when Obama does something very complex, like he takes a conservative position, even though he's a liberal, you say to them, well, he is a liar. You don't exaggerate it like that.
And boy, I can only imagine talking about this the way we're talking about it on the air.
Hold on for a minute. Do you know who listens to talk radio? Truckers, security guards, housewives, and a lot of people that probably think they're smart. But are they smart? They can barely read, and I'll give you an example. There's a TV show called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Have you heard about it?
Yeah, Ralph was telling me about it.
All right. You know why that show's so popular? Because we've got a country filled with people that O'Reilly thinks are retards, and they're not even sure they're smarter than a 10-year-old. So they watch that show to justify their existence. See what I'm saying?
And you're pretty sure that the audience listening to what you're saying right now is not insulted by what you're saying.
I think the individual is saying, I'm not the guy that he's talking about. But you've got to talk to them like they wear a bicycle helmet. Because you saying, oh, Obama, he's not as liberal as you think, and he's not as conservative as you think, they don't get that. They're going to go over, they're going to listen to Beck, who talks real slow and says, here is the president. This is what he looks like. He lives in this house. And, of course, I'm exaggerating.
Well, yeah, you're exaggerating a little bit, but not much, I don't think. Let me take a phone call. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, with David G. Hall. Phil Hendry here talking about the president, the health care plan, and understanding all of it. Randy in San Antonio, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with David G. Hall. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of calling the American people, you know, the comprehension of a third grader. It is insulting.
I said fifth grader.
Fifth graders, third graders, doesn't matter. Still in elementary school, man. And basically, I mean, me and my generation, I'm a young American. You know, I'm in my 20s, and I listen to the show, and yeah, I listen to.
Do you think Obama's a conservative? Do you think Obama's a conservative or a liberal?
No, you know, I really could care less whether he's a conservative or a liberal.
In other words, you don't know. And that's why I'm telling Phil that he's got to slow down when he talks to you.
I really could care less about the ratings on what you're talking about. You're totally off topic. What I care about...
No, we're talking about ratings. We're talking about getting people to listen to the show. And the way to get people to listen to the show is to talk to them. And I'm not you. I'm not saying you.
It's to lie to them.
No, but to talk to them.
It's a lot of them.
No, sir.
just lie to them and tell them that they have no actual comprehension on what they have to do.
I'm saying, no, don't say that, but you have to talk to them like they are mentally retarded. And so you say, look at this. This is the house that's called a White House. I'm serious. I know it's not you I'm talking about, Randy, but I mean the rest of these people. What's that?
But I mean, you know, the general public, to me, it seems, you know, when me and my friends sit around and listen to the show, we
that's real interesting.
Good point.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show with David G. Hall, and just help write the talk radio audience here.
Phil Hendry. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Coming up later in the show, we have Raj Fanin to talk to us about a new study that says white people, Caucasians, however you want to put it, European Americans, will be in the minority in this country by the middle of the next century. We also have Vernon Dozier to talk about the Tiger Woods situation. David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication, is with us as we talk about the audience and their understanding of Obama and the health care issue. You're telling me, David, and you're using this word retard, which you know people find offensive.
I'm sorry that they do find it offensive, but I'm having to explain to you how Bill O'Reilly, how this Beck character and the rest of these guys. Look, do you want to be rich or do you want to be right?
I never thought the two were mutually exclusive. You know.
Do you want to be rich or do you want to be right? That's my question.
I stick with my answer.
Well, let's say that you want to be rich. You know, I saw Bill O'Reilly's house on Google Maps. They got a street view of it. It's a very beautiful home. It's right out on the ocean in Long Island. You want to know why? Because Bill O'Reilly knows how to talk to the audience. And he talks to them. He talks to them the way they are. He knows that his audience drinks beer. They smoke cigarettes. They go to ball games. And maybe they beat their wives.
But, all right, so all of that means they wouldn't understand an analysis of Obama that says that the man is pragmatic.
They don't know what that means. They know that he's either a liberal or a conservative. I'm telling you, Phil, because I work with our advertisers, if you care at all about money and ratings, you've got to use the race card.
Come on, will you?
No, you've got to use the race. I know it sounds bad and it goes against maybe what you believe. You've got to go with race. You've got to go with the fact that Obama's black and that he lies. And if that doesn't work, then you've got to move into an area that it's going to make both progressives and conservatives happy.
All right, well, we got some phone calls, okay?
Let's take a phone call.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. David G. Hall with us. And may I quote you?
Yeah, you can quote me. About what?
That the average talk radio listener has to be talked to like he's a retard.
I said that's what Bill O'Reilly does.
And that's what I ought to do.
Yes.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Jason. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with David G. Hall. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I don't know what this guy's trying to do. I think he's trying to get his 15 minutes of fame in or something. But I listen to...
I can be famous any night I want because I'm the vice president of syndication. I'm telling Phil what the audience wants to hear.
Well, that's good for you, but the audience wants to hear what's happening out here in the world, whether it's in your lingo or not. Most of us can't understand it because we're up this late, and that's another reason why his ratings might be lower than somebody else's because of his slot in the radio rating.
Wait a minute. You're telling me my business now? Are you telling me my business? Because I'm telling you, you're wrong. Phil Hendry needs to say more. You want to hear him say that Obama is a liar, don't you?
You know, what I want to hear is my opinion. Now, what is actually going on?
Well, it's the same. In other words, you don't want to hear what's the truth. You don't want to hear the truth. You just want to hear your opinion.
I don't want to hear
that's
the
what
truth.
I'm telling him.
In the CNN.
That's why I tell Phil to tell everybody that Obama is a liar, is a lying black. You know.
Look, don't get off that race card thing, man. I ain't going to go there. I don't care if it makes me the wealthiest man on earth.
Bill O'Reilly does it.
When you are on the air, it should not be about wealth. It should be about getting the information to the people. And if I don't know a word, Yeah, my vocabulary's not that big, but I go home and I look it up.
All right. Well, you know that Obama is... You know Obama's a liar, don't you?
My opinions of Obama are my opinions, and I do not give that opinion because of the fact that other people have their opinions. Some of them are set in stone, some of them aren't. You're just going to run into an argument.
You hear this guy running in circles? He didn't know what he's talking about. That's what I mean. When Beck and these guys say, talk to them like they're retards, you know.
You got a gentleman on the phone. Have a little respect.
I heard him talk over the other person, not even giving her a chance to talk, or him, sorry, the volume was low. So
it was a her.
I know his kind.
You don't even know if somebody is a man or a woman. All I'm saying, sir, is we're trying to give you what you want, which is that Obama is very uppity.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, I understand if you don't think people are intelligent, that's one thing. Calling them racist.
I didn't say that, did I? It's just playing to where, you know, these people are.
Same.
When you talk to this guy, is he still on the air?
Yeah, we're talking to James.
Oh, I thought he hung up.
Go ahead, James. I want to hear what you have to say. And David, if you don't mind.
It's Jason.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. But we just want to know what's going on out there, the information that you
sure.
And we want to know the truth.
Whatever.
I have not met a term that I have not known from your radio. If I do, I would look them up because I would want to know a new vocabulary word.
Rabbi.
I'm not going to... My education does not shut
you
off.
Do you know what a rabbi is?
Do I know what a rabbi is?
Yes.
I do believe
okay, that makes you smarter than most of the people I'm talking about. So I'm not even talking about you. I'm talking about everybody else.
You say that?
What a rabbi is.
That's just that. You know what that's telling me? That's telling me that you're calling in because you don't understand what he's saying.
No, I'm the guy that markets his show. I'm not calling in because I'm a listener. I'm telling him what sells. And for Henry to get more listeners, he has to talk to people. But Jason, I can tell you have the IQ. Can I say something? He's going to be upset. But you've got the IQ of a rattle, and you don't.
Oh, that's really You don't expect the guy to be upset about that, huh?
I don't think he understands how easy it is. I can get Phil to play you, and get you riled up, and get you to buy from his advertisers.
All right. Look, I appreciate your call, Jason. Our number is 877-876 Phil. This is the technique, then, huh?
I'm telling you, the guy that I just talked to has the IQ of a baby's rattle. Now,
whatever that is, I guess that's pretty low, huh?
No, and it's pretty standard for the talk radio listener. What we're trying to do is get you to speak the language of the listener, the way Sean Hannity does when he says, this guy Obama, how do you like this guy? He ought to be grateful we put him where he is, because we don't usually, you know, put a black guy there, and look what he's doing. He's, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what Hannity says, but what he says, people want to hear. And it has a lot to do with, you know, saying that Obama is a lying, traitorous, you know, fill in the blank. And
well, I don't know that that is necessarily why he gets ratings.
That's exactly why he gets ratings.
And the last guy you heard say he wants the truth.
No, he doesn't.
You just heard that young man.
No, he doesn't want the truth. You have to understand, they don't want the truth. They want you to talk. This is Obama. He, you know, bad, bad, bad. You could do that, Phil. You could say Obama bad all 3 hours, and you'd get better numbers than you got right now.
You're serious, huh?
I'm like a heart attack.
I don't believe you, all right?
Well, the last caller, you know what I said? That was a retard. That was a retard. Don't worry. I know what I'm doing.
You know what, man? I'm telling you right now, if you don't get mail tomorrow, 877-876 Phil. Patrick, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with David G. Hall. Yes, sir.
David, I take as an insulted remark what you said about people being retards. And I list a lot of the...
You know, the way you say that word retard, it sounds like you're a fake cult.
Oh, sure.
What do you mean?
It sounds to me like he's putting on that accent. See, I know.
No, I'm from the South. I am from...
Yeah, oh, really? Oh, wow, I thought you were from New York.
All right, let him say what he wants to say.
I think this guy's yanking me.
I can't be that stupid. But
put the accent's fake, though. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Alabama.
What city?
No matter what my accent is.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. What city?
I'm from the
Rich. Yeah, you're not. You know, he's not from Alabama. Go ahead, I'll play your game. What do you want? Yeah, sure. You're from Birmingham. Good one. Did you check a map or did you do that from memory?
All right. What was your?
Oh, your truck driver from Birmingham, Alabama, huh? Well, this guy's unique.
All right. Okay. What did you want to say, sir? I can't even hear this guy, man. Shut up, David.
That's true. He interrupts when you're talking. You know, it takes somebody to do that yourself, but
You're from Birmingham. You're from Birmingham, Alabama, is what you said, right, Patrick?
Yes. Originally, I'm a truck driver. I'm in Tampa, Florida.
Yeah. Right? No, you've said you're a truck driver.
What kind of truck you got? I think this guy's fake.
Well, what has he got to say? Go ahead.
What I mean, I think you're fake.
Well, let me tell you something. I know where I'm from, and it's from a very unique city. It's not something I just threw a dart at and said, "Oh, that's the capital of Alabama." I'll say I'm from there.
Well, you know, you.
All right, okay. All right, Patrick. I gotta run. I appreciate it. We're wasting time here, David. All right.
I'm not talking to some guy that's calling in with a fake accent like he's auditioning for the Groundlings. Forget it.
Well, how did you know that, man? I mean, I'm trying to hear what the guy has to say.
I'm a retard. Boy, oh boy, are you dumb.
Oh, okay. Thanks very much, man. I guess I'm a retard, huh?
Pretty much. If you don't get what it is I'm trying to say.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go on to a caller here in Chicago. Brandon, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, Phil? How's it going out there?
Fine. Thank you very much.
Okay, good. I was just calling in. I'm really new to your show. I just switched jobs, and I'm getting off this late, and I'm just catching you, and I find this show kind of entertaining. And every night you got somebody on there that kind of rattles the cage. But at this time, I have to say in some kind of crazy way, and I almost agree with this guy. And that's the gentleman.
There you go, right there. There you go, right there. That's what I'm saying. This guy understands. He understands how
a slot, and this may sound, I don't know to anybody else, but I do have a slot of agreement with him. And that is the names that he's mentioned, they do tell the people what they want to hear. And
in other words, what they do is they talk to them like they're a bunch of guys eating a hot dog separately from a bun.
What they do? What
they talk to whoever's closer and you know to their heart, and that's the thing that they like to hear. And so
they're
going to tune in. Now I'm tuning into this program. This is probably about the third time I've heard it. Just flipping through, heard it. And this is kind of interesting. So, you know,
what I'm saying, well, that's very nice. Thank you very much, sir. But we already know that I'm a good guest. What I'm saying is.
Well, let the gentleman say.
Brandon agrees with me.
Sure.
He admits that he doesn't understand anything unless we treat people like the giant retards that they are. And now, are you saying you're a retard, Brandon?
Did you hear me say that, sir? Is that a question?
No, of course not. Me talking.
And now
whatever that means. Go ahead, Brandon. What was your comment? Tell you what, we got to take a break. We'll be back. World famous Phil. I'm sorry, but world famous Phil Hendry Show.
What are you doing?
Taking a break so we can fix the limiter.
Oh, great.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876. Hello, 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Hendry Show. With us is David G. Hall, and we're talking about the. Well, you've been doing basically is insulting the listeners.
What do you mean I'm insulting the listeners?
You're insulting listeners, saying that they got to be talked to like they're retards.
Well, let me ask you something because I'm really shocked. You are supposedly a very perceptive guy. And
I am perceptive, and when you say that listeners need to be talked to like retards or people that eat the hot dog and the bun separate or have a bicycle helmet, I think you're in their face, man. You're telling them something they don't want to hear.
I'm gonna say it to you again. Is Bill O'Reilly successful or isn't he?
Of course he's successful.
He talks to people like they wipe with a corn cob. I'm sorry to have to put it that way.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, he has people on that show, book authors.
I'm not talking about the guests. I'm talking about the way he says the folks. You know, that's another word. That's another way of saying those people that have to put about three knuckles up their nose before they can find something. That's what that means. That's what the folks means. Hello?
I don't buy it from a couple of different standpoints.
No, you can't really think of the reason why you don't buy it. You just don't like thinking of people that way. And I'll tell you something, you're way too soft. I was going to say for this business, I think you got talent, but you're way too soft.
No, I just see something very mundane and very, very boring about talking to people that way, night after night, three different, you know, even if you mention Hannity and Beck and O'Reilly, they have three distinct shows.
Yeah, they're three distinct shows, and they all three talk to people like they're dumber than a handful of Georgia dirt. Now, you know it, I know it, the audience knows it.
877-876-PHIL, and here we are with the audience, and we're talking to them tonight. Alex, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with David Hall.
I'm not talking about them individuals.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, Phil, I don't think you need to stoop down to the level of, like, Beck and O'Reilly. Honestly, you should do better than that. I mean, you ought to report the truth, you know, stick to the truth, you know.
People don't want the truth. They don't want the truth, Henry. You don't listen to this guy. He's going to tell you he wants the truth. The minute you tell him the truth, he's going to turn the channel.
No. And honestly, what the people...
Yeah.
The people are tired of, like, O'Reilly and Beck, and they're tired of Fox News, you know?
No, they're not. No, have you seen their ratings? They're through the roof. Those guys are millionaires.
Nah, man, don't... I don't think you ought to say...
I know. This is what I mean, Phil, right here. R-E-T... I'm going to spell it out, sweetie. R-E-T-A-R-D.
You know what?
I think
the man can spell.
I think you're talking like one, yeah.
I'm talking like one.
You're saying, O'Reilly and Beck don't make money and Fox is not popular? You got to be high on a mixture of narcotics.
Come on, will you?
If he was allowed to tell the truth, like the honest truth about, you know, Obama and who influences...
You turn the channel.
Like, if he was allowed to tell the truth about, like, who really runs the...
Willy Wonka?
Yeah, no, come on. About who owns Obama? Who pays his, you know...
Let's start with you. Let's start small. Who owns you? Okay? And then we'll work our way up.
Nobody owns me. I'm just...
Sure.
I'm just saying that the Constitution ought to be upheld, you know, and he ought to be...
What do you do? Sir, let me ask you, what do you do for a living? Seriously, what do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living? I'm a student.
That's not doing something for a living. I work in radio. I know about this stuff.
So you're saying people don't want to hear the truth? Well, don't want
exactly.
to hear...
Exactly. They want to feel good, which means they want people to talk to them and reinforce their point of view in a way they understand. So you can say, for instance, Obama, bad. Bad man. He lived White House.
Stop it.
I'm exaggerating, but that's almost what you got to do. Obama is a bad man. He lives in Washington, D.C. He is a communist, and he's going to hurt America. You say all that stuff over and over and over and over again. You're a millionaire. And, Henry, why you can't get that, I'll never figure it out.
I don't think it's quite that easy, all right? There are a lot of people. You think Rush Limbaugh is that simple-minded?
Pretty much. I mean, he says it in a fancier way, but he's basically saying the same stuff. Is that guy still on the phone?
Yes, he is, and you're talking over top of him.
Okay, Alex.
Oh, here.
Thanks a lot.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. It doesn't matter because for some reason we're having a difficult time. We'll figure it out. 877-876-PHIL.
But having a difficult time what?
Every time you talk, it limits or otherwise clips the callers.
I asked that guy what he did for a living, because he's telling me my business. Now, if there's something I don't like, it's somebody telling me my business. My business is radio. My business is media. And I know that people... The last thing they want is for you to tell them the truth.
And all right, then why am I talking to them? Why am I telling them they're retards?
You're not telling them they're retards. You're talking to them like you had it right the first time.
Well, then why are you telling them that?
I'm not telling them anything.
You're on the air saying you got to talk to them like they're retards. They're listening to that.
They're not. They don't think I mean them. They think I mean the other guy.
877-876-PHIL. Here is James in Paris, Tennessee. James, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with David G. Hall. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil. Mr. Hall, yes, you are a piece of work, buddy. I hope your business is doing well. I'm sure it's suffering, but let me set the story straight for you because you have it completely backwards.
That's the first thing you got.
The reason why.
That's the first thing you got wrong.
Hold on, just the reason why.
How do you feel? 10 seconds into your call, and you're wrong already.
Let him talk.
Don't talk over me. The reason why they talk so slow is because the liberals can't understand the freaking Constitution.
They're not talking to liberals. They're talking to conservatives. They don't have liberals watching them. God, see, this guy doesn't get it either. He thinks liberals watch O'Reilly. Liberals don't watch O'Reilly, sir.
90% of people that voted for Barack Obama never voted in their life.
They're conservatives. They're liberals.
Phil